Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
So you know, everybody, various parts of the U.S. labor force continue to flex their muscles over pay, benefits, and working conditions. Hollywood writers, they came to an agreement this week. You got the UAW workers, we talked about this earlier, still on strike. And then also this week, CVS Health facing a resumption of walkouts this week by pharmacists in Kansas City, Missouri, which they are specifically protesting working conditions in their drugstores and also some other locations.
Yeah, healthcare workers in general continue to feel stresses coming out of the pandemic. It's something our next guest has talked with us quite a bit about. Her firm, too, helping to connect those in the healthcare space with facilities, including in underserved areas. With what she's doing, we welcome back Dr. Iman Abu-Zaid, co-founder and CEO at Incredible Health. It's a career marketplace for connecting hospitals to nursing talent. She joins us once again on Zoom from Austin, Texas. Dr. Abu-Zaid, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been quite a while since we've spoken with you. Just give us an update on you know, before we get to what you're doing when it comes to safety net hospitals in low to moderate income areas. Talk to us just about what you're seeing across the landscape right now when it comes to medical professionals and, you know, the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we're seeing is hospital financials are starting to improve. Their margins are starting to improve. Because, you know, reimbursement rates are increasing, as well as, you know, hospitals are getting a better handle on their labor expenses. However, we continue to see an ongoing labor shortage for nurses and other clinical workers. Our demand as a country and our population is aging, so our demand on the healthcare system continues to increase, and the supply of workers has not kept up with that demand.
All right. So I always think about, like, how do we get to a better place? And especially I think about, you know, there might be enough workers in some of the big cities, or even that may be stressed. But I do wonder about the underserved communities or the low to moderate income communities. And I know you guys have done some work on it. What are you finding?
Yeah, absolutely. So about 25% of the hospital partners that we work with have facilities that are located in low to moderate income communities. Some of these hospitals are safety net hospitals, so they're caring for a disproportionate number of uninsured or Medicaid patients. And so what we're seeing there is that there's actually quite a lot of interest from the nursing community to move and relocate to permanent jobs in these communities. You know, nursing is a profession that's a bit of a calling as well, where they really want to help a community and deliver care. And so 27% of the hires that we've seen on our platform over the last 12 months have taken a job, a permanent job, at a facility in a low and moderate income community.
Wow. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, why these areas have such a hard time attracting and retaining talent. I mean, is it because, you know, I talk to doctors, actually, you know, my friends who are doctors, and they tell me they could make more money if they went to one of these underserved areas.
Hmm. That's right. So the challenge with low to moderate income, with facilities in low to moderate income communities, is that they have even more of a challenge of attracting talent compared to, you know, hospitals in more affluent areas. Part of that is just, like, you know, there's fewer healthcare workers who want to work in those communities. And then also oftentimes they are more financially constrained, right? So what you can do as a clinician in these communities can be limited. But regardless, they're supporting, you know, millions of Americans. And so the message here is that it's just important to understand that there are healthcare workers out there. There are nurses out there that are more than willing to relocate to facilities in low to moderate income communities. The challenge has been is that they're not aware of these opportunities. And so we need to just continue increasing the awareness of some of these roles and some of the benefits of working in these communities too.
Well, that's really interesting. And it's fascinating to see kind of the movement or the willingness to move, if you will. And I'm assuming on your platform, that's one way of kind of raising the awareness, right? And letting nurses know that there are other places where they can go to help out or other healthcare professionals to help out.
That's exactly right. When a nurse creates his or her profile on Incredible Health, they're entering their preferences and their experiences, including their location preferences. And so we're able to present, you know, opportunities that match what it is that they're looking for. And so for the 27% of nurses that have relocated for their permanent role in a low moderate income community, they didn't know. They were not aware before that these opportunities were there.
You know, often when you've come on, we've talked about, you know, the stresses in terms of healthcare workers, certainly what they felt during the pandemic, coming out of the pandemic. But we've also talked about these shortages of healthcare professionals. Is it getting better? Are we seeing more people come in to this space? Or do you continue to see pretty significant shortages, generally speaking?
Yeah, so look, the good news is, look, over the last 5 to 10 years, we have certainly increased the number of healthcare workers in the U.S. The challenge is that increase has not kept up with the demand from the patients, right? Because our population is aging.
Right.
And so until we have that disparity is still quite huge. And until that gets closed, we're going to continue to have labor shortages across the country.
What needs to happen earlier, sort of in the life cycle of somebody who becomes a healthcare professional, for people to be encouraged to do it, for the pipeline to get bigger?
Yeah, so the great thing is there is a lot of interest from Americans to join nursing and other clinical professions. However, we have some important bottlenecks that we need to solve. So for example, our nursing schools cannot handle any more capacity and aren't able to train more Americans to be nurses because they're limited on faculty, for example. Another bottleneck is the training of nurses. So increasingly now we're seeing more and more health systems offer training programs for nurses. And then the third issue is that we have retirement happening. So this is an aging workforce. And increasingly, we are health systems are switching, are shifting to hiring nurses that are earlier and earlier in their careers because they know they have 25% of nurses that are expected to retire in the next 4 to 5 years.
You know, I'm always surprised too when you talk to me about kind of what's the average salary for a nurse. I always think it's kind of informative. And I do wonder if that is on the rise to the upside because, or continuing to rise to the upside because of the shortages that are out there.
Yeah, the national average is at $90,000 a year. And in many states like California, for example, it's well over over $110,000 as the average salary.
Is that fair? Is that enough? If it were enough, then there'd be more nurses out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, so essentially this is classic supply and demand. Because there's been a shortage, we've seen the wage inflation continue to increase for this profession.
So does that mean, Tim brings up a good point. Like, so does that mean it is bringing more people into the system who want to be nurses? And I mean, obviously you have to go through the training and the education, but is it bringing more people in terms of the applicant pool?
Yeah, the interest in nursing from Americans is very high. When nursing schools have, each nursing school has wait lists of tens of thousands of applicants that can't get in because of the nursing school capacity.
Why don't we build another nursing school?
We've talked about this, like, right? The lack of
it's
nursing
crazy.
Schools. It's nuts.
It is. And it's going to take, you know, we have some health systems that are acquiring nursing schools and expanding them. We have increasingly more funding from Congress to expand the number of nursing schools. So the solutions are coming, but they're just not fast enough.
But it's interesting, right, Tim, when you think about like inflationary pressures and wage pressures, like this is a dynamic beyond that we need it because there are people who need healthcare professionals and nursing professionals. But it is a dynamic and economic dynamic that maybe is one of those reasons why we talk about persistent inflation.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And, you know, Dr. Abuzet, I want to just end with, you know, what it all means for you and for the company at Incredible Health. Like, what does it mean for your company?
I mean, for at the end of the day, our mission is to help healthcare professionals live better lives and help them find and do their best work. And so by expanding awareness of the opportunities in nursing, that's the key role that we want to play. And we want to make sure that even low to moderate income communities get access to top healthcare talent as well.
Right. Equal access. Dr. Iman Abouzeid, thank you so much. Good to hear your voice again and check in with you. Co-founder and CEO at Incredible Health. As we've reminded you in the past, our viewers and our listeners, it's a career marketplace for connecting hospitals to nursing talent. So really putting them all together. She, of course, joining us on Zoom.
It's so funny, Austin, Texas. We thought like the, you know, I mean, it's not funny. It's interesting that we thought that the pandemic was sort of this one-time event that would create a shortage when it came to healthcare workers, and we're still seeing that persist.
No, and the thing about nursing schools, I mean, my sister's a nurse, and the nursing school she went to, that was torn down a few years ago. It's kind of interesting that, you know,
they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, no, exactly.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.